Case 2408 is the...
She's back now.
Yeah, okay. So we're gonna go to section four, number 12, case 2408, regarding Dwight Benesch, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on controlled drug management plan report. Council is present, and Ms. Solomon, you are the lead.
Yes. It's my understanding that we got a late monitor report, and as far as comparing it with, is this, or am I confusing this with Cynthia Banias?
Yes.
That's what I thought, okay. That's what I thought. Okay. And this is Dr....
Benesch?
Dr. Benesch.
Yes.
Here it is, got it. Yes. The report that we received from council looked good, and I don't think the board needs to take any further action.
Any comments, additions? No? No? Anything from council?
No, I'm happy to see that the October monitoring report was positive as well, and Dr. Benesch is grateful to the board and thankful for all the help that he's received along the way.
Okay. So do we need to... No action? Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see, so board, section five, number three, board may review, discuss, and take action on board member compensation policy related to pause on mileage reimbursement. Victoria.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You may remember that in May, the board voted to pause the reimbursement for mileage for folks who, board members who are in town, due to the request from the governor's office for budget cutting at the time. At the time, they were still working on the budget. They had also paused pay increases for employees and incentive payments, et cetera. So where we are, you know, 6 months later, is there's been no more direction or anticipation of further budget cuts. And we seem to be in a comfortable place as far as our current fiscal year budget. So I would recommend that the board unpause the pause on mileage compensation for board members and turn it back to the way it was before.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Section five, number six, board may review, discuss, and take action on information received regarding the following possible unlicensed practitioners. So A, Carlos Mercado. Tracy, do you have anything that you want us to know?
Oh, let's see, I can't hear. We can't hear you, Tracy. Something's happened. Let's see.
Sorry, nothing more than personally
has a bit of
memo.
Nothing more?
Nothing more.
Thank you. So this one is, it's one memo for two different, so.
Right, it looks like 6A and 6B, they look related. The phone number is the same for both names and Facebook information.
Oh, got it. Okay. Thoughts, motions?
So they ignored us, basically?
Yeah.
Yep. I would just send it off to the prosecuting attorney then.
Do we send it to law enforcement, or do you send it to?
No, I think you send it to the county attorney or.
I'm sorry, are you on 6A and B?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, the cases haven't been opened.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, these are possible. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just don't have a lot of information. I just have the Facebook information and a phone number. I can do my best, but I can't guarantee I'm going to get anywhere with these, but I can definitely try.
Yeah, no, I think it's worth a try. So, should we open two separate cases then, probably? Just take them individually?
Yep, so
sure. So I'll make a motion to open a unlicensed practitioner C case against Carlos Nacato in 6A.
Second.
Motion and second to open a case. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Passes?
I have a motion to open a case, an unlicensed practitioner C case against Mariana Higgins, 6B.
Second.
Motion and second, all is in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay, and then now we have C. This one is, there's two different names on the agenda. It says Allison Montano, and in the, the agenda, oh, I'm sorry, I was in the wrong one. Wow. I was like, why are they different? Sorry.
She gave me two.
I gave you the higher, I gave.
Okay, sorry. So the next one, though, this is Diva Kalisa VMD.
So this is a veterinarian that's providing consultation or services to a pet that resides in Arizona. And a licensed veterinarian here had brought it to our attention and expressing concerns that this person is asking for blood work, and it, you know, she's going to be speaking with the client themselves. So should this be someone that should have an Arizona veterinary license? She does not. So she's going to be consulting would be okay, but if she's going to be diagnosing or recommending some treatments directly to the pet owner, then that could be a concern.
That's my concern, is if the veterinarian was taking it upon themselves to call this doctor and just consult with them, that's one thing. I don't think they need to be licensed at that point necessarily, depending on the case. But if you're dealing with the client directly, yeah, you need a license.
No VCPR.
PR, exactly.
And, yeah.
So I guess my question is, if this veterinarian is licensed in another state, number one, do you open a case, a C case, and then do you inform that other state, or?
Because it's still based on our state.
Yeah.
We're the most important state.
Well, I think we can, you know, open up the case and then see where it plays out before making any referrals.
Got it. Okay.
So I'll make a motion to open a case against Deva Kalsa, VMD, and 6C.
Second.
Motion and second to open a case. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. So now we're on 5, number 7, board may review, discuss, and take action on the following unlicensed practitioner cases. First one is C-2501 regarding Borzu Afshari.
Yes, this was a case you guys opened up, reached out to him, never got a response. He has an existing cease and desist that the board had issued years ago. I know that this, I believe this case was reported to law enforcement, and also with a another investigative resource. So I don't know if they're doing anything, but at this time I was not able to get a response from Mr. Afshari.
So I make a motion we forward all this information to the county attorney's office.
Second.
Motion and second. Would
that be closing the case?
Yeah, and closing it. Yes, thank you.
Motion to forward materials to the county attorney and close the case. Do we have a motion and second on that?
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Case C-2502, Anthony Arvalo.
Same thing. Received information with potential practicing medicine without a license. Reached out, never got a response.
So I'll make a motion to forward this information to the county attorney's office.
Close the case.
And close the case, thank you.
Second.
Motion and second to forward the information and close the case. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Case C-2503 regarding Allison Montano.
Yeah, and this one, I'm not sure that I even have the correct address for this individual. I received a couple addresses from the complainant. I sent letters, I did not get a response.
Okay.
So I will make a motion to forward this off to the county attorney. And close the case.
A motion and?
Second.
A second? All is in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Raise this to like a class, a certain felony a few years ago, unlicensed practitioners?
They did, yeah.
Has anybody been prosecuted for that yet?
Not that I've heard.
Yes, I haven't heard of it yet. So hopefully someday.
Section five, number nine. Board may re-discuss and take action on the agency five-year rural report. Victoria?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. So the five-year report was submitted as required. If you had a chance to look at it, it goes in depth a lot of things that are required to be in the report, which they are. The action that we'll be taking is we will this year open a rules package, and the first step is we have to request the governor's office permission to do that. So that's in the works. And then secondary to this specific report will be on a governor's regulatory review council agenda in sometime in the future. I'm just waiting to find out when that would be. So we would go to that meeting for feedback on that report. But we need to get we know we need to change some rules or add some rules, so we need to get that process started now so that we're done by next September.
Since it's all rules, it's not legislative, so we don't need like a legislative committee or anything at this point.
Correct. Cool. We may probably want to have a subcommittee for the rules. That's what we did in the past.
Oh, okay, so forth, but yeah. Nothing that we're going over talking to people directly. Cool.
Yeah, it's just internal. Yeah, that's
okay.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Very good. Section 5, number 11, board may review, discuss, and take action on veterinary license application. A, Ryan
Fairbairn.
Okay.
Fairbairn.
Dr. Byrne.
Yes, this case involves a 2020 DUI in which the DVM question was an accident, hit a pole, and was subsequently arrested for DUI and has completed all of his requirements in the state of California, and has not had any actions against him since then. So I would make a motion to approve the application for veterinary licensure.
Second.
Motion is second. All is in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Section 5, number 12, board may review, discuss, and take action on certified veterinary technician application. That's in supplement one for Abigail Gregg. This applicant didn't pass the state exam, so I'd make a motion to deny the application. Do I have to do the stuff about the meeting and the you can only have a meeting and address denial of the application? Do I have to do any of that language?
No.
Not anymore? Okay, great. So my motion is to deny.
Second.
Motion is second. All is in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Board may review, discuss, and take action on premises inspections. That's in your supplement one. And then for discussion, R4355 PetSmart Veterinary Services, Jared Dorsey, DVM, Victoria and Todd.
I'll just start by saying this was a board requested go back because at the time we inspected the last, they had not yet done any surgery. So it was specifically mainly to look on whether they were up to compliance related to that. I thought if you want to share what you found about that.
And they did have the surgery. Everything was up and running when I went there. They did have a couple, like six potential violations, and one was a repeat with their heart rate and respiration rate. We did get last Tuesday, we got another application for a responsible veterinarian. So I'll be going out in 90 days for a whole nother one for them. So,
okay.
Yeah, so this license that we're talking about now is actually now canceled as of a couple days ago.
Isn't there another name for this practice? It's not PetSmart.
It's Vet Haven is the ownership group of these, of the ones that Dr. Dorsey's involved in.
Yeah.
Those are Vet Haven.
Those are.
So you said this license has been pulled now?
It was canceled because they turned in a new application.
Oh.
Sponsored by.
So it's still operating, just under another application? Yeah, okay, okay.
With the new RV.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, thank you for the update. Executive director report, license certificate renewal period.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just in case everyone's unaware, so we're just entering the license renewal period, which is the busiest time of every 2 years when all 5,000 plus licensees renew at the exact same time. So we have sent out a newsletter. There's another flyer that's being mailed to individuals and premises. Maybe today it will go out. We are going to turn on the online renewal system next Monday, November 25th. Thanks to those of you who helped me test it, so it is working well. So we're just gearing up for that. Just wanted to let you all know, so if you have questions, please direct them to us. Those usually the questions are related to CE, because people are figuring out they need to have done now. And they're asking questions. But that's all I just wanted to share, that's what our team will be working on for the next 8 weeks or so. So.
It's the most wonderful time of every 2 years.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Section 6, number 1. So review and approval of minutes. So this is October 16th, 2024 regular session. Dr. Byrne will abstain.
So moved. Approval.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Perfect. Approved. And then number 2, October 16th, 2024, executive session. Dr. Byrne is abstained.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Consent agenda. Whose favorite part is this?
I guess Dr. Byrne's not going to jump at it, so I guess I'll do it.
No.
So I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda, removing B1 and B2.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for the consent agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
And I make a motion to approve pending compliance for B1 and B2.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Let's see. So summary of current events. None, really? Come on, can't think of anything. Doctor. Mark, I almost made you doctor. He wanted to have a potluck, but I found out yesterday, so I couldn't help with that. So darn it, could have done a potluck.
Maybe we can put that on as a future agenda item.
For next November?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, in point of order, our potluck organizer is a doctor. Juris doctorate.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
True.
So we can call him doctor.
Sure, he loves that.
Probably look behind.
Maybe current events is just the awareness of the board on the passing of the mid-level practitioner in Colorado.
Well, that. so that's bill, right? Mm-hmm.
The one that was just voted on.
So now all the fun begins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bless those in Colorado on the state veterinary.
Whichever states are going to jump on.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, just to clarify, Victoria, we didn't have the fourth IC applicant?
Not yet. We're still, because it's like 2:45, I think, is the agenda. So I'm just moving forward.
Okay.
You're fast today.
Yes, which is great.
We didn't do Paletta's plan.
Oh, you guys didn't do that at the same time? Oh, okay. I'm going to be recused, and then we'll have Dr. Byrne do that one. I clearly wasn't paying very much attention.
I saw one across, and I was like, oh, we must have done that at the same time. So I crossed it already. That's 4:11 you're talking about, right? Victoria, that's 4:11 that we're talking about?
It is.
24:107, sorry.
24:107.
Okay, that one, okay.
Item 6. Under 4:46. Let's
see. There it is.
Okay.
Wait, this was the hair thing, though, wasn't it?
We already did.
This is the CE.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're talking about the CE.
Oh, so wait.
It was 4 hours on the...
That's not 107.
The other
3 hours on the opioid. And it was, I thought it looked okay. I didn't see anything. Medical record keeping.
What's that? It's on here. What?
It's on section four.
She addressed everything she needed.
It is the same case.
I make a motion to approve or rescind the plan.
Thank you.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Plan approved.
Okay. Now, Dr. Ross.
Guess what? Dr. Ross is here.
All right.
Okay. So, go back to section five, number one, for the investigative committee interviews. You're right. Yes? No? Are you here for the investigative committee interview? Perfect. Go ahead and step forward. Yeah, perfect timing. All right, go ahead and sit there and go ahead and introduce yourself.
Roxy Leslie.
Perfect, thank you very much. And then Ms. Solomon is doing our interview questions for consistency's sake, so she's got it all mapped out.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Dr. Leslie, I have four questions that I'll review with you. It's the same questions I'm asking all the applicants, okay? With starting with question number one, how long have you been practicing in the state of Arizona?
A year and a half.
Okay, and prior to that?
Prior to that, 3 years in Alabama, 2 years in Georgia, Louisiana.
We're at Louisiana.
I'm from New Orleans.
Oh, okay. I have family in like the Quincy area.
Okay. Yeah, Lake Charles over there.
Yeah.
Was that 2 years each or 2 years total?
One and one.
Thank you. Okie doke. Question number two. Why do you want to serve on the investigative committee?
I have worked with, in Alabama most of the time, I worked with the board there and enjoyed it. It was fun.
Did you serve on the board?
No, I was in Mobile. The board was in Montgomery, a long ways away, and they knew me, and they would call and go, hey, we have a problem with something, what's your opinion? And because I was local and knew everybody, that's kind of how I knew what was going on and worked with them, and I thought it was interesting.
So you were like a one-man local investigator. Thank you. Okay, for question number three, what is it that you feel you bring to the investigative committee?
Being an old coot, I've seen a lot.
You're not older than I am. Okay. So you would basically say?
Experience.
I'm glad you said it. I didn't want to put the words in your mouth. And lastly, Dr. Leslie, the meetings are generally held the first Tuesday of each month. They can often run all day. And there's, preparation time ahead. It's an additional time commitment, as well as travel time. Are you comfortable consistently making that commitment?
Yes. I have an associate that's young and eager. So I can get away.
You can dump on them.
Yes.
Okay. Okie doke. I have no further questions. Do any of the board members?
No, I think so. Thank you for your time today.
Yes, thank you, Dr. West.
Okay, so, let's see. Well, that's all of our applicants. So,
Do we want to deliberate, make selections?
Yeah, so there are eight, right?
How many do we need?
No, I'm just saying there are eight total.
Yes.
So we have, we're choosing one.
Yes.
Now, there was a comment about possibly some alternates, however, given the nature of the committee, there was maybe some concerns that if you train somebody in and then you never need them, that's just going to be kind of a disaster. So we may have some options as far as maybe one of the previous committee members might be available. Can you elaborate?
As an alternate?
Madam Chair, I don't know if Tracy wants to speak to that,
Did you talk somebody into it? Is that the?
I did ask one former committee member and they did decline. I guess that there are others we could ask. I'm trying to think. We have an alternate now, veterinarian member that will be retiring even as an alternate in December. So I don't think we have a lot of choices, but it's very few and far between that we would need an alternate. I'm not super concerned about it, but Victoria, I don't know if you and I can brainstorm a little bit more about that and come up with some ideas. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I would just prefer to pause on selecting an alternate at this point until we just kind of see, because we're still getting our feet wet with this new
layout.
So we need one candidate. So we're great, but I think we're fine the way we are for right now.
I had a suggestion.
Yeah.
Since we have eight, I kind of ranked them 1, 2, 3, and if we anybody else did that, that might shorten them.
I've got a definite number one.
I have a definite number one.
Yeah, I got a 1, 2.
So that's what I'm thinking.
Dr. Brady.
Dr. Brady's my number one.
Yeah, Dr. Brady's up there.
Okay, that's kind of
Dr. Brady's up there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
my number one.
Pretty much the consensus.
Yours too.
That she was on the last one on the previous campus.
Practice owner in Mesa.
Yes, I thought she was very impressive.
Yeah,
number two was the doctor.
Which
today
one?
From Flagstaff. Number two.
Was that one was?
No.
See, I
didn't even make my list.
I was looking at Dr. DeKing today.
I like Dr. Jackson.
See, my big concern about the applications from today, only one filled out the volunteer experience, and this is a full volunteer thing. I mean, there was one person that put one other volunteer thing, but nobody really seemed to care about that. I'm like, well, this is a volunteer position. Do you not really care about your volunteer history? So that kind of made me look at a few of the applications, and today Dr. DeKing had an impressive resume. The CRC, not resume.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of my one, just because I liked her, but Dr. Brady was on my list, so I really liked her.
So I would move we appoint Dr. Brady to the investigative committee.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay.
Super.
And then board staff reaches out to all the applicants.
We do appreciate everybody.
Yes, we do.
I know, it was a really good turnout.
I think that the AZVMA did a lot of recruiting.
Yeah.
To help us out.
Just that notice.
Well, I think it was just a notice, but you know, that's good.
Great.
A notice worked very well. Okay. I don't think I've missed anything else on the agenda. If anybody
has
anything, call to the public. No, y'all scared them off. Establishment of future meeting date. The next regular meeting will be held on Wednesday, December 11th, 2024, beginning at 8:30 a.m. at 1740 West Adams Street, Boardroom A, Phoenix, Arizona, 85007. One or more board members may appear telephonically. Note, this is the second Wednesday of the month.
Yes. We need a motion for adjournment, Madam Chair.
Sure do.
So moved.
A motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
Oh, second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, we are adjourned.